Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for calling back in. I pray that you are having a great, great day. We're going to go ahead and get started. I want to double check and make sure the intercessors that stated they would be on the call are on the call now. So if you are here and a pen intercessor, just go ahead and say your name for me.
Sharon.
Carla.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Carla. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started since we are here, and I'm sure more people will call in a few moments. So, Carla, if you want to open this up and Sharon, you follow Carla, and then I close out and forgive me. My God, I must have been exhausted because even if my alarm doesn't go off, I'm usually awake. But today, it didn't go off, and neither did I.
Yeah.
Which is completely unusual. And then I jumped up and said, what day is it? I said, okay, I was tired.
Yeah.
So, and nevertheless, here we are. So, Carla, if you can go ahead and open this up, and Sharon, you follow her, and then I come with the close out. Blessings.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you and we thank you on this morning, my Lord, and we give you glory on this morning, Father God. We give you all praise and we give you all honor. Father God, on this morning, God, we holler your name on this line on this morning. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we speak well of you on this morning, Father God. We give you the fruit of our lips on this morning, oh God. We decree and declare on this morning, oh God, that there's no other God like you, oh God. Father God, that you sit in a class, God, and you sit in a class all by yourself, Father God, and you rule and you reign, Father God, and you're large and you're in charge, Father, and we just thank you on this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness, Father God, unto us on this morning, Father God, and we just come before you on this morning, my Lord, oh God, just acknowledging you on this morning, Father, in all of our ways, oh God, that you shall, God, direct our paths, oh God, and trusting in your Lord with all our hearts, God, and leaning not toward our own understanding, Father God, but we're looking unto you on this morning, Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith on this morning, God. You are the lover and the bishop of our soul, and you are the glory, God, and the lifter up of our head, oh God, hallelujah, and for that, oh God, we are thankful. God, for that, we bless you on this morning, Father God. We pray, oh God, that you would just have your way, God, on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we come before you on this morning, my Lord, as we come before you on this morning, my God, standing in the gap, oh God, and making up the hedge, oh God, for your people on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come before you, oh God, just lifting up the matters on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, and we ask on this morning, Father God, that you would just bless our nation on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you would bless the nation, oh God, and we lift it up before you, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, your word says, God, that blessed is the nation, my God, who God is the Lord on this morning, Father God. So we ask on this morning, God, oh God, hallelujah, we lift up the United States of America on this morning, God, and we decree and we declare that you are still the God, huh, over the nation of America on this morning, God. We thank you on this morning, God, hallelujah, that you are still on the throne, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, and we ask on this morning, Father God, God, that you would just have mercy, Father God. Oh God, that you would have mercy on our nation on this morning, Lord. Oh God, that you would forgive us on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as a nation, oh God. Oh God, forgive us as a nation, Father God, hallelujah, who have turned their backs, Father God, as a whole, Father God, from honoring and serving you on this morning, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you would forgive us, oh God. Oh God, that you would just, oh God, forgive us, oh God. According, oh God, to your loving kindness, Father God, have mercy, oh God, according to the multitude of your tender mercies on this morning, Father God. Father God, I pray that you would forgive us, oh God, for our disobedience, oh God, and I pray that you would forgive our nation, oh God, for the rebelling, oh God, and rebelling against you, Father God, for your word says that the spirit of rebellion, oh God, is as of witchcraft. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, Father God, that you would forgive us, oh God, and you would cleanse us, Father God, from all unrighteousness on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for our nation on this morning, God. Oh, God, and you see the state of our nation, oh, God, and I ask, oh, God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, God, that you would turn it around, oh, God. Oh, God, we commit it over unto your care, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask, oh, God, that you would forgive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as a nation, God, on this morning, Father God. Father God, for the, oh, God, for the abominations, oh, God, oh, God, for the abominations, oh, God, that we have allowed in the land, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray not only will you, oh, God, forgive us, Father God, oh, God, but that you would deliver us as well, Father God. Oh, God, our nation stands in need of a deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, from the wickedness, oh, God, and the perverseness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that is ruling over this nation, my God, even the foolishness, Father God, that goes on, oh, God, your word says that you can take the foolish things, oh, God, and confound the wise, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a turnaround, God, oh, God, for our nation on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh, God, for every spirit, oh, God, that is reigning over this nation, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh, God, that you would deliver us, oh, God, and you would break the power, Father God, of the sins of our nation, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh, God, that you would cast down, oh, God, the strongholds, oh, God. My God, the strongholds of deception, oh, God. Oh, God, the strongholds, Father God, of seduction, Father God. The strongholds, Father God, of perverseness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on today, oh, God, every spirit that has blinded the minds of the people, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that has blinded this nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on today, Father God, that you would bring your delivering power, God, that you would release your anointing, Father God, over the hearts and the minds of men, oh God, that would break the power, oh God, that would destroy the cords of unrighteousness, oh God, that would destroy the bands of wickedness over our nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, and I cry out, oh God, for the nation on this morning, the United States of America, oh God, and I ask, oh God, that you would just forgive us, oh God, that you would forgive us as a nation, God, that you would forgive our leaders, oh God, my God, for abandoning you and your precepts and your laws, Father God, oh God, forgive us, oh God, for going a whoring after other gods, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just have mercy, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for the leadership, oh God, of this nation on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I lift up President Trump, oh God, I lift him up before you, oh God, for your word says, God, oh God, hallelujah, that we will pray for those, to pray for those that have authority over us, oh God, that we will live a peaceable life, oh God, and all godliness, oh God, and honesty on this morning, Father God, so I pray for him on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would get into his mind, my God, and his thoughts, oh God, God, hi, and you would get into his decision making, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would turn, oh God, that you would turn some things around in the leadership, oh God, of this nation. My God, the hogs influence, Father God, over our whole country, God. Even the president's cabinet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Deal with the hearts, oh God. Father God, you said that the heart of the king, my God, it is in your hands, Father God, and you will turn it, my God, any way that you will, oh God. I pray for a turning, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for change, God, over this nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. All those, oh God, that are in authority, my God, on this morning over this nation, God, that are in authority, oh God, of making decisions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move, God, and you would show yourself mighty, God, that you would show yourself strong on the behalf of America, God, on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for every opposing spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and every ruling spirit, and every governed spirit, oh God, and every territorial spirit that is hovering over the United States of America on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus. I pray on this morning, my Lord, oh God, that you would break the ironclad, oh God, our God, that will hold this nation in bondage, my God, every controlling spirit, oh Shemos, our God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, that you would sever, oh God, and you would break and you would utterly destroy, oh God, our God, the workings of the enemy on today, oh God, over our nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray that you would bring liberty again to the United States of America, Father God, our God, that your people, oh God, will be able to make decisions, God, our God, in the name of Jesus, God, and there will be a liberty, oh God, and there will be a freedom, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, Lord, our God, for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, we stand in the gap on this morning, and we pray for the United States of America, and we pray for our leadership over the United States of America, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, your word says that when the righteous cry, oh God, the Lord hears and delivers, my God, so we're crying out to you on this morning, oh God, on the behalf of our nation, oh God, and on the behalf, Father God, of our leadership on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would go in, oh God, and you would deal with the hearts, oh God, the hardened hearts, and the cold and the callous hearts, our God, in the name of Jesus, God, and you will turn the hearts, oh God, and you will give them a heart of flesh on this morning, my God, that is pliable in your hand, oh God, that is submitted to your will, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, God, oh God, for deliverance on this morning, my Lord, only you can deliver, God, only you, oh God, can set free, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this is a job for you, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, so I pray on this morning, oh God, for our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I pray, oh God, that you will continue to cover us, oh God, cover us from the enemies that are within our nation, God, cover us from the enemies, oh God, that are on the outside of the nation, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will cover us, oh God, our God, cover us, oh God, cover us for the righteous sake, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, our God, that the will of the Lord will be done, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, oh God, on this morning, my Lord, oh God, into the OCI, God, our God, that you will bring restoration, our God, oh God, oh God, that you did the OCI, our God, that you will bring restoration, God, to our nation and to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on today, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, that you will save, oh God, our God, that you will save the people, God, in our nation, God, those that don't know you, Father God, our God, that they will come to know you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will give them an earnest, our God, an earnest desire, Father God, oh God, to know you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray on this morning, oh God, in the OCI, oh God, I pray on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, our God, that you will raise up, oh God, that you will raise up your intercessor, God, on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, our God, that you will raise us up, God, our God, and you will give us the burden of the Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, our God, that you will quicken us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will grab hold, God, to the horns of the altar, and we won't let go, my God, and we will weep between the porch and the altar on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, raise up, oh God, our God, your intercessors, God, on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, those, oh God, our God, that will travail in the spirit, oh God, our God, call for the weeping and the cunning women, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, our God, that will pray, oh God, my God, until we see change, oh God, that will pray, my God, until something happens, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on today, oh God, for every intercessor. God. My God, that you would place the burden of the Lord, oh God, oh God, in their hearts, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Those things, oh God, that you care about, those things, my God, oh God, that you would put it in our hearts, oh God, and we will pray it out, and we will play it through, my God, hey, in the little Zion, I'm gone, hey, in the, oh God, hey, Shibosa, oh God, hey, in the little Zion, oh God, in the name of Dios, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for the intercessors on today, oh God, my God, the intercessors that you're raising up, Father God, those that are already raised up, oh God, I got those that you're positioning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for them, oh God, and I thank you, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to, oh God, that you're putting to shame, oh God, every evil assignment, oh God, against the ministry of prayer, Father God, every hindering spirit that will come, oh God, and that will shut the mouths of your people, my God, I pray that you will open our eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will be able to see the enemy, oh God, and fall off, oh God, oh God, hey, oh God, I pray on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, hey, in me, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that every soul hunter will be destroyed in the spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, that you will cover your intercessors, oh God, high in there, oh God, that you will give them to be able to discern, oh God, in the name of Jesus, give us to discern, oh God, hiding, oh God, a sensitivity in the spirit, oh God, give us a keenness, oh God, our God, in the name of Jesus, Father, oh God, show us, oh God, those things that will come to blind our eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that will close our mouths, oh God, that will cause us not to be able to hear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you would show it to us, my God, our God, that you would reveal it, my God, our God, hey, our God, every spirit of distraction, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hell, you're not out of your seat, oh God, every spirit, my God, oh God, that will cause us to lose our focus, our God, I pray on today for the intercessor, oh God, yes, you're not out of your seat, I got for the intercessor, my God, I pray to you on today, oh God, hey, our God, that you would give them to stand strong, oh God, steadfast and be unmovable, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will embrace the call, that we will embrace the assignment on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the OCI, God, that we will cover, God, God, oh God, the matters, oh God, our God of your heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, that the will of the Lord will be done, oh God, in the intercessor, God, that the will of the Lord will be done, God, in this nation, my God, that the will of the Lord will be done, oh God, our God, in the leadership, oh God, that the will of the Lord, our God, will be done, oh God, in our churches and in your body on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, our God, for the leaders on this morning, God, every spiritual leader, oh God, I pray for them on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would just have your way, oh God, let the will of the Lord be done, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for them on this morning, God, our God, that you would strengthen them, oh God, and you would give them keen insight, Father God, you would give them spiritual insight, oh God, that you would give them the answers, Father God, our God, in the name of Jesus, for this time that we're living in, oh God, that you would give them to be ever so sensitive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would give them, oh God, my God, the wisdom and the knowledge, oh God, to deal with the weightier matters, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you would cover them, oh God, and I pray that you would keep them, oh God, my God, and I pray that you would bless them, oh God, I pray that you would strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning, my Lord, oh God, that you would anoint them on this morning, my God, hey, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, cover your leaders on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, let the will of the Lord be done.
done in their life. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would divinely and strategically to position them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the DOC. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you on this morning, oh God. Oh God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, cover them with your blood, God. Keep their minds on this morning, God. Let their minds be stayed on you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, keep them, God, on this morning, oh Lord. I, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I, God, keep them, oh God. I, God, connected to the mind. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them on this morning. My Lord, Ishabos. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, I, God, that you would have your way, God. I have your way in every leader, my God. I, God, those that you called, oh God. I, God, those that you picked, those that you chosen and you separated. I, God, for a work, my God. God, keep them in your care, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and I thank you for them now. I, God, I thank you for the body, oh God. Oh God, in the body of believers, oh God, that you called them, oh God, to lead. I, God, let them lead by example, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I, God, hey, God, that they will represent you and they will represent you well in the earth. My God, hey, oh God, that they will be living epistles, my God, read of all men, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would keep them, oh God. I, God, in the name of Jesus, God, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you would cover them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you on this morning, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for moving by your spirit, oh God. We thank you, oh God. And we know that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the spirit of the living God. On this morning, Father God, and I pray that your spirit, oh God, that your spirit will fall fresh, Father God. I, God, hey, it will die over your body, over your leaders, my God. I, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God. I, God, that your people will have your spirit, oh God, in this time, my God. In the name of Jesus, and I pray, oh God, I, God, that your leaders will bear your spirit, and it will be a pure spirit, my God. In the name of Jesus, God, and you will give them to operate in love, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for them on this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would strengthen them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray that you would bless them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, and I just pray, oh God, that you would keep them in your care and you would keep them in the hollow of your hand, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you all this morning, oh God, for all that you're doing, Father God, in the earth, oh God. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, but we lift it up to you, oh God. We lift everything up to you on this morning, oh God, knowing that you're able. I, God, you're able to do exceedingly, oh God, and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, oh God, according to the power that works on the inside of us, oh God. And we know that there's a greater power, God, so we thank you on this morning, Lord. Oh God, we thank you for all that you're doing in the earth, oh God. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the souls, oh God. We thank you for the end time harvest, Father God. I, God, that you're gathering, oh God, an end time harvest. My God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the souls on this morning, oh God. I, God, that you're calling unto the kingdom, oh God. Oh God, for such a time as this, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I pray, oh God, on this morning, my Lord, every spirit of hindrance, Father God, every spirit that will stop and block and try to impede their progress, oh God, everything that will keep them from getting unto you, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would break, oh God, my God, hallelujah, the forces of darkness on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, I, God, that will keep your people bound, oh God, I, God, I pray that they will be loosed, my God, oh God, that they will be loosed on this morning, my God, I, God, that they will be free, oh God, oh God, to serve you, God, my God, hallelujah, let salvation visit their house, I, God, hey, oh God, let salvation, God, visit the house of the sinner man on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, we call them up, and we call them out, oh God, and we thrust them forth into the kingdom, my God, our God, for such a time as this, Father, so we thank you on this morning, God, hallelujah to Jesus, God, we are eternally grateful unto you, oh God, and all that you're doing in the earth at this time, Father God, so we just bless you on this morning, God, and we give you the praise, God, we give you the glory, my God. And we give you the honor on this morning, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. Thank you for this opportunity. And we give you glory. You are our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer. You are our Deliverer, our Healer, O God. And so it's our pleasure to worship you this morning. It's our joy, O God, to love you. It's our desire, O God, to talk with you this morning. It's our duty, O God, to praise you, O God, because you are great. And you are greatly to be praised. And so, God, this morning we cry out to the healer, O God, our Jehovah Rapha this morning. We cry out to you, O God, because we need you like never before. We need you, O God, to heal this land. We need you, O God, to heal our communities. We need you to heal the body of Christ, O God. We need you to heal our young women, O God. And so, God, this morning, during this time, we realize that so many things have been revealed with regards to women. And so, God, we lift up women this morning unto you. God, we say, have mercy, have mercy. First, God, we ask that you would forgive us. Oh, God, if it's anything that we may have done. Oh, God, if there's any example that we set. God, we ask for forgiveness, but God, we need you like never before to have your way, oh God. So we say, let your light shine and reveal, oh God, all the darkness that's in the land, all the darkness, oh God, that we have embraced in our culture, oh God, in our country. We pray in the name of Jesus. And so, God, with this opportunity, we're lifting up women, young women, our precious young ladies, our precious little girls, God. We understand that many sins have been hidden for years against women. And so, God, we thank you for even the revelation and exposing them now, oh God. And so, God, we lift up our women who have been abused, oh God, our women who have been misused, our women who have been hurt, our women, oh God, who have been abandoned, those, oh God, that have been kidnapped, God, those that have been rejected. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for every woman that has been used for the great of others. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that have been used, even those in your word, God, that you call silly women. We pray in the name of Jesus for women this morning. We ask that you would have mercy on us, oh God. We pray for divorced women, oh God, women that have been left for other women. We pray, oh God, for young women. We pray for old women. We pray for women that are enduring sickness in their bodies. This morning, oh God, we give this time unto your women. And we ask, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God. Women that have taken ungodly women to be their examples. We pray, oh God, for women who have been controlled mentally, emotionally, and even physically by others. God, we pray for women this morning. Oh God, we pray for women that have gotten caught up in prostitution. Oh God, those that have been caught up in human trafficking, God, have mercy. We pray, oh God, that young women and children, oh God, we ask that they will be drawn to your truth this morning. And so, God, we pray this morning. We come, oh God, boldly to your throne of grace because, God, you said that we can obtain mercy. Now, God, we're asking for mercy for women. Women, oh God, that have told the truth, but, God, have not been believed. We pray, oh God, for women, oh God, in every area of their lives that are on jobs that have been manipulated, oh God, that have been used and abused. God, we pray this morning for women, and we realize, oh God, that it is a heart thing. So God, this morning we ask that you would deal with the heart of the abuser, that you would deal with the hands of the misuser, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would deal with the heart of greed that would cause a man to make a woman sell her own body. Oh God, we are praying this morning for your mercy. We praying, oh God, that you would expose and that you would reveal every sin, oh God, every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of your truth. Oh God, we pray that you would bring it down, but God, reveal it. We pray, oh God, for those men that have used women, oh God, ungodly, oh God, even in the house of God. God, we pray today that you would have mercy on that old man that would use and abuse that young woman, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us as a nation, oh God, that have fallen short of your glory, that have fallen far from your ways, oh God. And so, God, this morning we are asking for mercy, oh God. We see how it has showed up with women, oh God, but we know that it is a heart thing. So God, this morning we're asking that you would deal with the heart of man, deal with the heart of woman, oh God. We realize that those women that have been abused have become abusers, oh God. And so God, this morning we are asking you for mercy. We know, oh God, a lot of women have been abused, oh God, and have had sexual sins caused against them, oh God. And so, God, they have grown up to be abusers themselves. But God, this morning we are coming humbly as we know how, oh God, to your throne of grace. And we're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us. Deal with us, oh God, as a nation. Deal with us, oh God, as a people. Deal with us in every race and every, God, in every race and every community, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would deal with us as your people, for we are your creation, oh God. And so, God, we need your mercy like never before this morning. God, we rebuke every spirit that has had your young women, your old women, oh God, every race, every nationality, oh God, bound by sin, oh God. We pray this morning that you would loose them and set them free. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would loose your women and set the captive free. Set their heart free, oh God, to love. Set their heart free, oh God, to love again. Set their heart free, oh God, of the pain of those oppressors. Set their mind free, oh God. Set their hands free and their feet free, oh God, that they would be free to be who you have created them to be. God, this morning we are praying. We even pray for women, oh God, that have issues against other women. Oh God, we pray and come against the spirit that the enemy has caused us to be at enmity with each other as opposed to being together, oh God. So we rebuke that spirit, oh God, that has come between us, oh God, to divide, oh God, and to destroy. And we ask, oh God, that you would wake us up as women, that you would cause us to become strong, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to be our sister's keeper, oh God, that you would teach us even as intercessors how to carry, oh God, our sisters in prayer. God, we pray this morning for women everywhere. oh God, in every race and in every nationality. We lift up, oh God, even women in other countries, and we say, oh God, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. We pray in the name of Jesus. God, we come to you because we know that there's no one else that has the answer but you. And so, God, we are praying that you would reveal the answer, that you would show us, oh God, that you would open up our eyes, that you would cause us, oh God, to submit to your will, oh God, so that we can be the women that you have created us to be, that we can be the Esthers, oh God, that we can be the Ruths, oh God. God, we pray that we can be the Marys, that we can carry, oh God, your desire and your will and your purpose in us, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that your kingdom will come and that your will be done, that there will be healing in the land. Oh, God, heal your women. Heal your women, oh, God. We need healing, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that you would help us, oh, God, that you would cleanse out everything that has offended us, everything, oh, God. And each and every one, oh God, that has offended us, teach us, oh God, as women, how to forgive. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus so that we can become, so that we can be transformed into who you have created us to be. And so, God, this morning we are praying, oh God, we believe it to be so because we know, oh God, that your word said that we have not because we ask not. So, God, we are asking, oh God, and we believe, oh God, that you're going to do it. We thank you, oh God, even though it hurts, oh God, even though, oh God, sometimes it brings up, oh God, past memories. We know, oh God, that you are exposing and revealing, oh God, those things that are not of you. And so, God, we say, help us. Help us, oh God, even when we hear the situations of Me Too. Help us. Oh God, help us to endure. Help us to pray, oh God. Help us to forgive, oh God. And God, help us, oh God, to be who you have created us to be in these last and these evil days as your women. God, we want to be women and vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor. So, God, this morning we come as intercessors, carrying our sisters, lifting up our sisters, lifting up our daughters, lifting up our cousins, lifting up, oh God, the body of Christ, our female sisters in the Lord. God, we're lifting up our grandchildren. We're lifting up our young women, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would be with them even as they go to and fro in the street, oh God. Cause their awareness, oh God, to be alive. We ask, oh God, that you would cover them, oh God, from those that will come and those that are trying, oh God, to manipulate them and to control them, oh God, and to distract them. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would expose and reveal all human trafficking, oh God. Even as we prepare for the Super Bowl, we ask, oh God, that the awareness of our young women will be open, oh God, and God, that they would be attentive to godly counsel, oh God, that they would, as young women, listen to their mothers and their parents, oh God, so that they don't get trapped into ungodly situations. So God, we ask that you would even deal with our young women, oh God, who don't even have the concept of what life really is about, but God, they see wrong images on TV and they hear wrong stories, oh God, with their friends and their peers. But God, we need you to protect our women, oh God, from the hand of the enemy. Protect them, oh God, from the oppressor. Protect them, oh God, from the abuser. Oh God, this morning, whether it may be women or men, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that our young ladies, our young women, and our children will be protected even as they go to God, in their goings and in their comings, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would be with our children, that you would be with our young women, our teenagers, oh God, that you would be with our old women, oh God, our seasoned women, God. We ask that you would even protect them in their going and their comings. Protect them, oh God, from violence, oh God, from sins that will be cast against them, oh God. And God, we ask that you would be with us as your women. We understand, oh God, that we are the weaker vessel, but God, we know that we serve a strong God. So we are praying, God, and we are asking you to be with us in every area of our lives, oh God. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Ikomansis. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Ikodamansiando Hoshe. Oh, God, we just worship you this morning. Ikomansiando Hosha. Oh, God, Ikodamansiando Hoshatamai. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise today. We're thankful unto you today, O God, and we just bless your name. God, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you in prayer and intercession. We thank you, Lord. God, that you said if we open up our mouths wide, that you're going to fill it. Thank you for filling our mouths, God, with the words of intercession. God, even as we have prayed for your women, God, we pray for this nation, God. Lord God, we lifted up the cares and the concerns, God, the things we believe that touch your heart. Father, we bless you on this morning, God. Hallelujah, for your compassion. We bless you this morning, oh God, because you are a compassionate God. And there is nothing that is in our life, oh God, nothing that happens during this time, God, that you're not concerned about. And so we are just grateful this morning today, oh God, that you're just concerned about us. Oh God, oh God, that we can sit at your feet. Oh, God, that we can sit at your feet on today, and God, we can declare that our God is faithful. Our God, regardless of what we see, our God is faithful. You are faithful to those, oh God, our God, that seek you, those that cry out to you, those, oh God, our God, that come after you. You are a faithful God, and we bless you for it this morning. We bless you, oh God, our God, that we can look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, our Redeemer, our Sustainer, Ekoramandusu, yeah. Oh, God, our way maker, Ekoramandusu, oh, Mando, Shekebe, Siando, Sekoramandusu, oh, God, Imando, Sekoramandia, oh, God, we just honor you this morning, Ekoramandusu, yeah. Ah, God, Yanele, Sekoramandusu, yeah. Ah, God, we give you glory today, Ekoramandusu, oh, God, for all that you have done, Ekoramandusu, for every door that you have opened and every door you continue to open, Father. Our God, as you order our steps, God, as you create opportunity for us today, God, we say thank you. We thank you, God, that you expand us. And God, that limitations even in this hour are broken. Everything that comes to restrict, Father, I thank you on this morning that every restriction is broken, even in us, in our mind, in our psyche, God. The things that we have experienced, God, that has held us back, Father, I pray that you'll break us past experiences. Ay, amandosu. Oh, God, Mando
Oh, God, and God, that you give us ears to hear. Father, we need ears to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. We want to hear the sound of your voice. We want to hear with clarity what you are saying to us. Oh, God, what direction are you pulling us in? Because we know that everything that you do, God, it is for kingdom's sake. Keep on you. I, God, that it may be for the upbuilding of your kingdom. I, God, not for self, gratification, not for self exaltation, but Father, let the things that we do speak for the upbuilding of your kingdom, that the name of the Lord may be praised in the earth. Father, I thank you. I, God, that anything, God, that puts us in any other mindset, I, God, that we'll recognize it for what it is. I, God, and that we would come into alignment and into agreement. That we have come into agreement with you. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that we agree. And God, that we would, God, say yes to the mandate. I got whatever the mandate is for our lives. I got whatever you have assigned to us. Let us find ourselves doing it. Let us do the thing, oh God, that we were created to do, something to do. Father, I bless you for that on this morning. I bless you for a mind to seek after kingdom. I bless you for a mind to do the will of the Father. I bless you for a mind to complete the assignment. I bless you for a mind to say yes to the calling. Oh my God, Yando Shikodamandia. Oh my God, Yandebo Shikodamandia. Oh God, that we would do your will, and that we would say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. I, God, your will be done. Your will be done in the United States. Your will be done on our jobs. Your will be done in our family. Your will be done in our bodies. Your will be done in our emotions. Your will be done in our churches. Your will be done in our families. Oh, God, it's what I'm going to say. It's what I'm going to say. It's what I'm going to say. God, that we would delight ourselves. Oh, God, that our very delight will be in you. Forgive us, oh, God. For those things, oh, God, as a people, God, as a people, oh, God, when we are taking our focus off you and you no longer are our delight, but we delighted in the world, in the world's way, oh, God. God, what they say should make us happy. What they say, God, that brings us a thing. Father, I pray. I, God, that you bring us back to the place. Where you are truly our delight.
and the true pursuit. Every matter we handle, everything we put our hands on, everything we put our hands to do. I God, that we do it for kingdom's sake. Everything, God, that is in our view, every word that we speak. I God, that you would keep us from the distractions of men's opinion. I God, that you would even keep us from the distractions of accusation. That you'll keep us from the distractions of character assassination. I God, that you'll keep us from every distraction, every word that is spoken. I God, even as we stay on the divine course, I God, that we don't have to deal with the penalty of disobedience. I God, because we try to conform to man's way, because we try to conform to their opinion of us. Father, I pray for us, for you say my sheep, though my voice and another they will not follow. I God, that there would be a following after your voice. I God, that we will follow hard after you, that we will pursue you with everything that is in us, that our pursuit will be constant, that our pursuit will be life-changing. God, that because of our pursuit, lives will be changed. God, and I believe that you're going to prove yourself. God, we're going to allow you to be our vindicator. We'll allow you, God, to speak for us. God, forgive us when we try to speak for ourselves, when we took matters in our own hands. Oh, God, have mercy on us for this. And wash us and make us clean. You said if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Deliver us from the guiltiness, God, and the desire to speak when you have not given us to speak, to defend issues and areas, God, that you did not call us to defend. When you said, I will be an adversary to your adversary and an enemy to your enemy. And so, Father, I pray that we surrender, surrender everything to you, surrender every disappointment, God, surrender every victory, surrender every challenge, surrender everything in our lives. We lay it at your feet. Father, let the fruit of the Spirit be evident in us. Prune every area of our heart. Oh, Mando Shatamai. Oh, God. Mando Hoshe. Mando Hoshe. Mando Hoshe Kodamansi. Oh, my Sikibu Shatamai. Kodabasi. Hekoman Shatamando Hoshe. Oh,
Hi, that's in pure worship. Oh, Mando Hoshata. That place, Ekodamanti, where darkness cannot hide. Ekodamandosha. Ekodamandosha. Jesus. Silence. The voices around us, Ekodalasia. That as we step in this place, this place of surrender, God, that we will hear you. Jesus. Oh, Shekora Mansia. Etando Hosha. Ekora Mandosha. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every barrier can be broken. Ekoda Mansia. Break the barriers. Ekoda Mansia. And just God, let us walk in our freedom. Ekoda Mansia. Oh God. Ekoda Mansia. Oh God. Keep us in the day that the door opens. Keep us through the call. Keep us true. Jesus. That our labor not be in vain. I God, that our labor not be in vain. Oh God.
Yeah.
My glory. Testimony in the earth. Jesus. Oh God.
Ba, 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 ba,
testimony. Jesus.
Oh, God, protect our testimony, God. We open our testimony up to you, Jesus. I got to protect it. Oh, God, we surrender the testimony to you, God. You are the author of our testimony. Our testimony started in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
my God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Shabbat. Glory God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus, I want to just give you a reminder as a watchman from the word of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. A reminder to the watchman. I want to give you this reminder coming from the book of Ezekiel. And I want to preface it first from the viewpoint that, of course, as watchmen, our desire, of course, is to see deliverance and to see, at least it should be our desire, to see people free and to see healing and miracles and breakthroughs and deliverances. But a true watchman is assigned by God. Ikora mandoshe. if you are truly a watchman, then God called you for, he said, I have appointed for myself watchmen to the wall who will not cease to pray. And so true watchmen, they can't stop praying because they have been assigned by God to pray. But there is a word, and there comes a time where he says to the watchman what he said to Ezekiel. And I'm going to read for you in Ezekiel 3, starting at verse 24. Then the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet. He spoke to me and said, go shut yourself in your house. And you, son of man, they will tie with ropes. You will be bound so that you cannot go out among the people. I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be silent and unable to rebuke them, for they are a rebellious people. Jesus. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth, and you will say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, whoever will listen, let them listen, and whoever will refuse, let them refuse, for they are a rebellious people. So even as watchmen, there are times when the Lord will truly shut your mouth. There are times that you have to be sensitive as a watchman that has been chosen by the Lord, when the Lord says, be silent, because God is working with the heart, that the heart above all things is desperately wicked. Who can know it except for him who searches the heart and the spirit and the mind of man? And so God knows the heart of man. And so even as watchmen, when our hearts, even when we look out into our nation, we look out into our communities, and our hearts become so heavy because we are connected to the heart of God, and so we are grieved by what is happening in the world, because even God is grieved by humanity, by our choices, by the things that we do. And sometimes we want to operate outside of God. Sometimes we want to say what God is not saying. Sometimes we want to move in arenas that God has not called us into. But you have got to be careful as a true watchman that you move when God says move, and you speak when God says speak. Because again, God is dealing with the hearts. And even though we may want to say one thing, God could very well be saying, be silent, I'm going to close your tongue to stick to the roof of your mouth. You're in the midst of a rebellious people. I know their heart. I know the condition of their mind. And so don't force yourself to operate outside of the spirit. Don't force yourself to say what God is not saying. Don't try to move in an arena that God has not called you into. Don't try to do what God has not called you to do. If you are indeed a selected and chosen watchman, hallelujah, that has been called by the Lord, God gives you what to say. God gives you what to speak. You are under his command. Never feel the pressure to be like others. Never allow the pressure of what is popular to cause you to step outside of obedience. If God has not said it, then don't say it. Because even as he said to Ezekiel, even if you take note, there was a time when Ezekiel just had to be quiet, but then there was also a time when the Lord released him. God knows when the word needs to be released. He knows when you're in an environment, too, where it literally feels like the word in you is being simply because you're in an environment where there is a lot of doubt, disbelief, and resistance. And there are moments like that now, so you have to be able to discern when it is a moment when the Lord is saying be silent, or a moment when there are spirits that's literally trying to choke the word out of your mouth. And that's why you have to be a true watchman, because a true watchman, even when you're in an environment where there is so much around you and you are the enemy, you can sense the weight of darkness where it literally wants to choke the word of God out of you, where it feels like you're struggling to speak. When you are a true watchman, that's when you have to pray and ask God to give you the strength to release what he is saying, because the enemy knows that the word that you are carrying is going to bring deliverance. That's why we must be true watchmen And that's why we know that in this hour, God has marked us on those that he has called will release his word. Whatever he has given you to say, it will be released. Hallelujah. He will give you the strength to break against every opposing force. He will give you the strength to break against every oppressor, every oppressing spirit that wants you to be silent when God is saying speak. God will give you the anointing, a fresh anointing like fresh oil to break through so that those that are around you can be free. Hallelujah. Jesus is our example when he goes into the lunatic that is in the Garden of the Gadarenes, and when he is there and when that spirit recognized him. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, but when it is a charge, a true charge, the anointing is greater than your environment. Hallelujah. It is greater than the atmosphere around you. It doesn't matter what is there. When it is your assignment to bring healing and deliverance, when God has chosen you for the watchman for that moment, hallelujah, the anointing upon you is greater than the force of darkness against you. Hallelujah. And God will give you the anointing that you need, even as Jesus was anointed in that moment to cast out that spirit and send it into the swine. Hallelujah. God will give you what you need in that moment. So know when the Lord is causing your tongue to be stuck to the roof of your mouth. Know when the Lord is literally silencing you because of the heart of the people. And know that when the spirit of darkness, know the difference, is trying to set you down because of the liberty that will be brought to those who are around you. Thank you, Lord. True watchmen are called by God, but I appointed them. I have set for myself watchmen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even in moments, hallelujah, like we see the days that we're living in now, the times that break our hearts, and we know it breaks the heart of God, the things that are happening in our nation, the pain that we see, the things that people are enduring. Thank you, Lord. True watchmen are led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because their only assignment is to do the will of the Father. Know what God is saying to you. Know what God is giving you to say. God is very specific. Hallelujah. God does nothing happenstance. Everything God does is intentional. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So be reminded who you are and what you've been called to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we bless his name this morning for all that he has done and all that he is doing. Thank you, Lord. As we move and operate in obedience. So don't let your heart be troubled. Just know that you're carrying out the assignment. When the Lord says, not now, you can't release it now. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're in the midst of a rebellious people. You're in the midst of them. Hallelujah. And when I do release you, let whoever will receive it, receive it. And those who will not, so be it. Hallelujah. The only time your hands are not clean is if he tells you to do it and you don't. You're not responsible for their reaction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let God be God. But be obedient. Obey God. Pray when he tells you to pray. Hallelujah. Speak when he tells you to speak. Do whatever God tells you to do. Walk in obedience to the Spirit of truth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it is so. And we bless him this morning. Thank you for everyone that has joined the call this morning as we're preparing to close out. If there are any words or remarks from anyone before we close the line, all lines are open. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So it is, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you again. And it's tonight, Thursday, Saturday, yes. So we will be on the line tonight I will actually lead that call tonight. So we'll be on the prayer call tonight, 9 p.m. I'll meet you in prayer. God bless you and have a good night. Go in peace. Be you as well.
Bless you.
Amen.